We have 11 amazing restaurants featuring a wide variety for every price range and appetite. South Point's Garden Buffet has something for everyone at unbeatable prices. Or, if hunger strikes in the middle of the night, join us at Coronado Cafe. The American menu offers breakfast, lunch, or dinner 24 hours a day, plus a Chinese kitchen for authentic Chinese dishes from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. From steak and eggs to wonton soup, it's fast and friendly service 24/7. When you need a quick pick-me-up, you can find it at our state-of-the-art Starbucks just inside the main South Point entrance. Order ahead with the Starbucks app for easy mobile order pickups. Or enjoy your favorites in the relaxing dining area anytime, day or night. If you love Mexican food, Baja Miguel's has all of your south of the border favorites. There are dozens of classics to choose from, like fajitas, ceviche, chimichangas, tacos, and more. And for spirit lovers, Baja's colorful non-smoking tequila bar is right outside.
I'm former Major League pitcher Andy Pettitte. I teamed up with Tunnel to Towers after seeing their life-changing work with military and first responder families. Now we're expanding our mission to help veterans struggling with homelessness. We want to help them rebuild their lives not only by giving them a home, but by providing the services they need. Please join me in donating at t2t.org.
My name is Wally Joyner. I was a first baseman for the Angels, Padres, Royals, and Braves. I give the Tunnel to Towers because of what they provide for the veterans, the military, the first responders, the police, the firemen who go out and put their lives in danger for our freedoms. I think it's an incredible charity, an incredible foundation. Their goals of helping the families that protect us. I'm asking you to support the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation is committed to delivering mortgage-free homes to catastrophically injured service members, Gold Star, and fallen first responder families with young children. Never forget.
The Southern California Thoroughbred Racing Circuit continues at Los Alamitos Racecourse through Sunday, September 22nd. The closing weekend action will feature the Doc Mirage Stakes for fillies and mares. Plus, we'll add $10,000 to the Pick 6 pool on Saturday afternoon if there's not a carryover. Our on-track handicapping contest is set for this Saturday. You could win a seat to the National Handicapping Championship in Las Vegas. Our daytime thoroughbred meet continues with great racing through Sunday, September 22nd.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
From the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now, to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf flow, at the racebooks and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning.
Alrighty, time to get started. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program. We come to you live and direct from the gaming capital of the world, Las Vegas, Nevada, right here at our studio station, the South Point Studios at the South Point Hotel Casino Complex on Las Vegas Boulevard in York, gaming capital of the world. And we're at the YouTube South Point Studios Network streaming. And we hope that you join us that way as well. Just go to YouTube. Search in the search bar, hit South Point Studios, you'll get to the page, and then you can start chatting with us if you want to, and you can do that by subscribing. The subscription is free, doesn't cost you a thing, and then you can start chatting away. I know our, our chatters sometimes talk about the good, bad, and the ugly on this show, not to mention they give each other handicapping tips and picks as well. So come on and join us on the chat room. And for all of you zipping around town this morning trying to get an early football bet in or so, our anchor station here in Las Vegas, Sports Talk 1400 AM and 107.1 FM, will avail you listening to our show while you're zipping around. Don't forget, 107.1 and Sports Talk 1400 AM exclusively have the USC Trojans football games and the Ram games on in the NFL on Sundays. So make sure that you get that set up for you so you can listen to those games as well on our anchor sports radio stations. And, of course, anywhere you get your podcasting, we're there as well. And, of course, on the apps, the KSHP app and, of course, the YouTube app for your iPhone, Androids, and the RaceDayLasVegas.com websites, RaceDayLasVegas.com.Vegas.World.Global. We're all over the place. You can find us. We welcome you no matter how you get us, wherever you get us, whenever you get us. Kind of an interesting Saturday of racing, that's for sure. We're going to get to start right away because we got Jonathan Hardoon standing by. Rich Eng is coming back. Of course, Jerry Jackowitz, Bob Mazursky for Los Alamitos as they get into the last 2 days of their brief thoroughbred meeting. And, of course, in studio right here, right now, I can see him. John Lindo's with us. John, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. You're ready to go. You're fired up.
I'm all jazzed up, man. I got my caffeine working in me. So, and it's going to be a great day of racing, too, because I know that we don't normally bet and or follow Parks Racing, but they got an excellent 11 stakes races on the card today at Parks. So we'll kind of hold our noses when it comes to the takeout there and play the races today at Parks because there's a lot of big races, including $2 million races, the Cotillion and the Pennsylvania
Right.
Derby.
Serious money and good horses. I mean, Torpedo Anna's out there, yeah. And we'll see what she does today.
There's a horse that's running in an earlier race, though. It's the Greenwood Cup at a mile and a half on the main track, and a very special horse is in that race.
A horse named Next, and if you haven't had a chance to watch him run today. He's a big gray horse that will run 14 miles if you let him. He gets near the lead and just keeps going. He's like the Energizer Bunny, going and going and going. He'll be a prohibitive favorite today. He's won his last few races by double digits.
Yep.
He'll probably do the same today. And you have to wonder what, if he runs well like he should today, yep. Where does he go from here?
Yeah.
You know, they don't have, they have a marathon race in the Breeders' Cup, but it really isn't a marquee kind of race on the dirt. But the Breeders' Cup turf, Ralph, I mean, that's a mile and a half, and he's won on grass before, so we'll have to see what the connections are thinking.
Let's see if they get ambitious enough, because right now they've been sticking to those long marathon dirt races, and there's not a lot of horses that compete in those type of races, and he's just been running the racking it up like nobody's business by winning it by daylight in all of those races, and he'll probably do it again today. But you're right. Would they get ambitious enough to really try him on the marathon on the grass? After all, that's a multi-million dollar race.
Well, I know Del Mar was after him to try and get him out to the Pacific Classic, but they just don't want to shorten him up to a mile and a quarter.
Yeah, shorten him up.
And you know, the Breeders' Cup Classic will probably have a pretty fast pace, and he's not a 109 or 110 six furlong kind of horse. He's more of a 112 that'll keep going. So it'll be interesting, and, you know, you got to think that turf race at a mile and a half, yeah, there's going to be some good Euros in there, but they're not speed horses. They're going to come and they're going to sit back, and they might let this horse just gallop on the front end.
And if you let him gallop on the front end, Katie, bar the door. That's going to be in the Greenwood Cup, the eighth race on the card at Parks. 14 races today at Parks, 11 stakes races. Of course, the two marquee races are the Pennsylvania Derby and the Cotillion at $1 million apiece. And, of course, the Cotillion will feature Torpedo Anna. That looks like a layover in that one.
Well, she comes off that tough loss in the Traverse Stakes. Now she faces her own sex, three-year-old filly. She's beat up on just about everybody in there. So I don't know what's going to be different for her unless she doesn't handle the track. But she's run well everywhere she's gone. I'm expecting her to be a prohibitive favorite and to win again. And we'll have to see. They've already said they're planning to go to the distaff against the older fillies and mares in the Breeders' Cup after this.
Well, I got a punch in that race. I'm going to punch an exacta. It's going to be Torpedo Anna to Mystic Lake, a horse who ran off the screen at Charlestown recently. Mike Smith going back there to ride for Safi Joseph Jr., so I think he could probably take care of the rest of the fillies in that race.
Well, she'll probably be the one in front, and Torpedo Anna will be looking and trying to stalk her, and you know, don't leave Mike alone on the front end for too long.
No, 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 not that Hall of Famer, that's for sure. And, of course, the Pennsylvania Derby, where Mr. Cox has a nice horse that's an up-and-comer. So we got some late three-year-olds that might make an impression in the Pennsylvania Derby. That is at Parks. Of course, Churchill Downs has several big stakes races today, and John and Jonathan both have done a sheet for that, so we'll get their opinions on those stakes races. And, of course, Los Alamitos today will feature the Dark Star also. So we got a lot to cover on this show. And one quick thought or two, John, after the meetings in Northern California, the California Horse Racing Board yesterday, Northern California Racing did get some races at Pleasanton. So they got their races.
It wasn't easy, though. The Northern California group, the Golden State Racing, wanted to have the purses set at $147,000 a day.
Mm-hmm.
The Thoroughbred Owners of California demanded $170,000 a day. They went back and forth, and when they finally had to leave the CHRB meeting, go to the closed doors, and about an hour later they came out and decided, okay, we're going to start at 170, but they're going to watch that real closely. If they have to make adjustments, they will. So there will be a meet up there at Pleasanton in October.
Yeah. Yes, October the 19th through December 15th is the dates they gave them for Northern California Racing. Always nice to see that it's surviving, although maybe on life support, but they're up there surviving anyhow. Okay, we got to get started. Right now here in Las Vegas, it's beautiful outside. 69 degrees, overcast, but 69 degrees right now outside. We're going to get up to 93 today, so we're well below the 100 degrees weather is gone. After all, I think the first day of fall is what, tomorrow? Today?
I don't know. I'm in Las Vegas. The weather, it's 72 and fast and firm in the race book.
Yeah, so the weather is going to be fine. It looks like around the country, no pockets of precipitation anywhere near the main racing center. So that ought to be good. As far as the rest of the country, New York is 81, Miami 87, Chicago 90 degrees in Chicago. It's a little bit hot there. And in Southern California, John, where you left, 77 degrees will top out today right around Los Alamitos.
Yeah, it'll be a good day for racing out there.
It'll be a good day racing all over the place, and we're going to have fun in the race book here at the South Point. Enough said. Let's go to our first break because Jonathan Hardoon is chomping at the bit to get on and get with us. So we will be back with the racing menu and then on with our handicappers. Don't go away. A busy Saturday race day show right here from Las Vegas. We'll be right back.
South Point Casino has plenty of attractions for the whole family. Catch a movie. Our 16-screen movie theater includes two XD Extreme screens for the ultimate in viewing, sound, and luxury. After the show, treat the family to a variety of treats at our old-fashioned ice cream parlor, Kate's Corner. We scoop up a variety of creamy concoctions, including smoothies, hand-dipped cones, milkshakes, malts, sodas, and sundaes. At Kate's, there's something for everyone. And if you've still got time to spare, our bowling center might be right up your alley. Voted best of Las Vegas, it's a great place for friends and family fun. 64 lanes, a pro shop, snack bar, and arcade. And while the kids are bowling, you can play slots and sip on a drink in the Alley Cat Lounge while overlooking the lanes. For our more serious and professional bowlers, the South Point is also home to a separate tournament bowling plaza.
The Southern California Thoroughbred Racing Circuit continues at Los Alamitos Racecourse through Sunday, September 22nd. The closing weekend action will feature the Doc Mirage Stakes for fillies and mares. Plus, we'll add $10,000 to the Pick 6 pool on Saturday afternoon if there's not a carryover. Our on-track handicapping contest is set for this Saturday. You could win a seat to the National Handicapping Championship in Las Vegas. Our daytime Thoroughbred meet continues with great racing through Sunday, September 22nd.
Kind of thumbnail look at what happened yesterday as far as the racing around the country. Presque Isle Downs, of course, you know, had four stakes races yesterday. The Presque Isle debutante won by Foxtastic, I should say. Kazuchi Camaro there for Josie Carroll, paying $6.40. The Fitz Dixon Jr. For two-year-olds at 6.5 furlongs, won by Buckaroo, with the Mr. Gallardo aboard for Mike Trombetta at $10 even. The Presque Isle Mile, which is part of a special two-day racing pool that they have with Parks today. Presque Isle Mile won by Forever Super with Antonio Gallardo winning his third race on the day. Mike Trombetta's second win of the day, paying $380. And then in the Masters, the winner there was Roses for Deborah, who squeezed up on the rail and got the job done under Irad Ortiz Jr. for trainer Christophe Clement, paying $5 even. And she set a new track record doing it 6.5 furlongs and 113.92 there at Presque Isle. Belmont at Aqueduct, they hit the pick six with that carryover. $7,045 was the total there. Kendrick Carmouche had three wins on the day. And the highest priced winner of the day for the nine races was the eighth race winner, paying $22.40 for Safi Joseph Jr. Chad Brown and Flavian Pratt got together for a win in the sixth race with a $4.70 two-year-old maiden. That was Pratt's second win of the day. So Carmouche had three and Pratt had two on the day. Jerry Jackowitz came with a winner for us in the third race with Debate. I guess that's kind of a horse for the now time, Debate. Kendrick Carmouche's first win of the day, paid $7.40. So Jerry gives us a winner there. Churchill Downs yesterday, Dallas Stewart won the first and last races. His first race winner with Ray Lou Gutierrez aboard paid $5.86. And the 10th and final race, the winner came from last to first to sweep the field in the 7-furlong finale, $7.50 there, Ray Lou Gutierrez. Again, the rider there. So Stewart and Gutierrez got together for two wins yesterday at Churchill Downs. And at Los Alamitos, kind of a mixed bag yesterday at Los Al. Jerry J gave us the winner of the first race, Dory Miller, that paid $4.20. Doug O'Neill and Edwin Maldonado got together to win a pair of races together. They won the second race paying $6.80 and the third race paying $3.40. But then the big horse that really set up a carryover in the pick six at Los Alamitos happened in the eighth race. Mischievous Dylan, trained by Robert Lucas, trained by him, and Mr. Aguilar aboard, paying $43.60 as the longest shot on the board in that race. The second longest shot finished second. So that was a big upsetter yesterday at Los Alamitos. He got a carryover. Five out of six paid $1,561.60 at Los Al. Now let's get started with the racing menu of tracks available today in the race book, simulcast centers and racetracks around the country. Reminding you, as we always do, the first post times we broadcast on the show each and every day reflect that of the Pacific time zone. We are in it here. If you're not in it, and any other time zone around the world, then just adjust to the Pacific time zone. Don't want you to miss anything like I miss Mom and Dad. We begin with Parks Racing, a big day of racing there. First post time is 8:35 a.m. Pacific time. It's early. 8:35 a.m. Pacific time. 14 races, 11 stakes races. They'll roll out like this. The Alphabet Soup on the turf will be the third. The Whistle Peg at 6 furlongs will be the fourth. The Miss Tie Dye at 6 furlongs will be the fifth. The Plum Pretty Stakes will be a mile and 70 yards as the sixth race. The eighth race is the Greenwood at a mile and a half, featuring next. The Parks Dirt Mile will be at a mile on the, that'll be the ninth race there. The Turf Monster at 5 furlongs on the turf, a wide open affair, is the 10th race. The $400,000 Grade 2 Gallant Bob for three-year-olds at 6 furlongs is the 11th, where Ben Tornado is the 9-5 favorite in a field of 8 before scratches. The Cotillion, $1 million for three-year-old fillies at a mile and 16th. The big favorite there is Torpedo Anna at 4-5 with Brian Hernandez. And then the $1 million Pennsylvania Derby at a mile and way for three-year-olds. 11 set to go. Dragoon Guard is the 9-5 favorite there. And the final race of the day will be the Park Sprint, the 14th and final race at Parks Racing. First post time is at 8:35. Laurel Park is next. By the way, Parks Racing has a pick five carryover today. Their jackpot pick five carryover, $263,897 in their pick five jackpot carryover today at Parks. All right, Laurel Park, 10 races. First post time is at 9:25. Delaware Park has 8 races. Their first post time is 9:30. Belterra Park, 8 races. First post time, 9:35. Then we get to Belmont at Aqueduct, 11 races. The stakes race today is the Noble Damsel. That'll be the 8th on the card at a mile on the inner turf for fillies and mares, 3-year-olds and up. And a wide-open affair this is. Movie Moxie is the 5-2 favorite with Dylan Davis. 11 races today at Aqueduct. First post time is at 9:35. The weather is great today at Aqueduct. Churchill Downs, 11 races, 4 of them stakes races. They roll out like this. The Bourbon Flight will be the 7th race at a mile and 3/16 for 3-year-olds. the Dogwood will be at 7 furlongs for three-year-old fillies. That'll be the eighth race. The ninth race is the Harrods Creek, three-year-olds at 7 furlongs. And the 10th race is the Seneca at 1 mile and 16th for three-year-old fillies. 11 races today at Churchill Downs in a first post time of 9:45 with the Pick 6 jackpot carryover there today of $221,467. Gulfstream Park has 11 races, four stakes races, and they have a Breeders' Cup winning you're in. That's the $200,000 Grade 3 Princess Rooney at 7 furlongs for fillies and mares, three-year-olds and up. It's a Breeders' Cup winning you're in that race. Soul of an Angel is 8-5 with Graydon Van Dyke aboard in that one. Gulfstream Park's first post time is 9:55. Pick 6 jackpot carryover there, $242,724. Woodbine, north of the border, has 10 races. Their feature is the Zed Ricarda. That'll be the ninth at 5 furlongs on the turf. First post time at Woodbine with a super high 5 jackpot carryover of $18,467 is set at 10-10. Los Alamitos, well, they got a carryover today, and if it is not hit today, it's got to go tomorrow because tomorrow's closing day and it's a mandatory payoff. But today, the Pick 6 carryover is in effect. First race post time at Los Al is at 1 o'clock this afternoon. The feature race is the Dark Mirage, where Coffee in Bed and Showcard will be vying for favoritism. Showcard is 6-5 on the morning line. Coffee in Bed is at 8-5. First post time Los Al with the carryover at the Los Alamitos of $42,711. Wait a minute. That's $14,576 for the daytime card. There is also a carryover at the night. The daytime card, $14,576, and the Pick 6 first post time is 1 o'clock. Fresno, Northern California fairs continue. 8 races there. First post time at Fresno is set at 1:45. Canterbury Park has 8 races. First post time is at 3:10. Charlestown has 9 races. They got a feature race today at Charlestown. The $75,000 Henry Mercer goes as the 8th. First post time at Charlestown with a Pick 6 jackpot carryover of $12,144. 9 races set at 4 o'clock. Monmouth at the Meadowlands. 6 turf races at the Meadowlands. That's the Monmouth at the Meadowlands card. Their first post time is at 4 p.m. Prairie Meadows. They have 9 races. 3 quarter horse races will open up the card. 6 thoroughbred races will follow. First post time at Prairie Meadows is set at 4 p.m. Then we have Remington Park. They've got 8 races. Their first post time is 4:30. And then we do wrap it up with the second program today at Los Alamitos, the quarter horse meet, although they have 1 mixed breed and 1 thoroughbred. 6 quarter horses tonight. First post time is 6:05. That carryover in the Pick 6, $42,711, and that is your racing menu for today. Now time to get to our handicappers. Jonathan Hardoon, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How are you?
I'm tired. That was a long menu.
Only 16 tracks today, so
Jonathan,
you're right on.
Yeah. All right, so Jonathan, what I want you to do first is give us your thoughts about the Breeders' Cup winning your in race at Gulfstream, the Princess Rooney.
Well, that comes as race number 10, I believe, yeah. And the number 10 horse in the Gulfstream, a 6-year-old mare from the Victor Barboza barn, really has this field over a barrel. She's a 9-5 morning line favorite, however, deservedly so. 8-11 at Gulfstream, 9-16 lifetime, 1-1 at the distance. She's going to be very tough in there, but she will be the favorite.
All right. Enough said about that Breeders' Cup win in your in. We'll assume that she will get a win in your in the Breeders' Cup. Now we get to Parks Racing, and I got John and Jonathan both doing work at Parks Racing. Just another reiteration of the Greenwood at 1.5 with Next in it. Do you believe, as we do, that it's probably his race to lose?
Yeah, it looks like a public workout, to be honest with you. It's $200,000, and the horse is an amazing horse, Ralph. He's won his last 6 races by close to 100 lengths. You just don't hear that. And really a nice horse. And the good news, Ralph, is that he's a gelding, so he'll be running for a while. They're not going to send him off to the breeding shed, so people will really get to know him and love him.
All right, let's get to the two big $1 million races. The Cotillion at 1 mile for three-year-old fillies. It goes through Torpedo Anna, I would assume.
Yeah, this is another one. I mean, she just really has this field over a barrel. You know, if you're playing her, you may want to find an exacto or two and try to turn a 1-9 shot into maybe a 5-1 shot. I like your horse, Mystic Lake, or Power Squeeze. One of those two horses should run second. But again, unless she just doesn't handle the track, but that doesn't seem to be a problem with her. She wins at Keeneland, Churchill, Oaklawn, Saratoga, wherever you send her, she runs well. So hopefully it continues today for her.
John?
I just think that Torpedo Anna is the right one if you're trying to play the exactas. I don't have a feel for the second place horse. Power Squeeze is the second choice of 4-1. You have Irad Ortiz, you draw the rail.
Mm-hmm.
She makes a lot of sense, but then now you're looking at a real logical exacta. So I'll probably just single Torpedo Anna on the rolling bets and watch the race.
All right. Then the Pennsylvania Derby put up another $1 million for this race at a mile away for 3-year-olds. A lot of the horses that have been on the Triple Crown trail are taking a break, but there is a newcomer in here that's a late developer, and that is Dragoon Guard. 9-5 on the morning line in this race with Florent Guru. How do you see it, Jonathan?
Well, he's a neck from being undefeated and 5-5. That being said, he's going to be a short price. I think there's a couple of horses in this race that have a chance to beat him. I kind of lean towards the number 4 horse, Time Out, lightly raced horse from the Bill Mott Barn. Rosario rides. He listed at 10-1. And another horse I think has a little bit of a shot is the 8 horse, Unmatched Wisdom. Chad Brown sends his horse out. Drew a line through his last race in the Travers. He wanted no part of the 1.25 miles. Flavian Pratt reunited, and he's 8-1. So if you're looking to beat Dragoon Guard, and it's not going to be easy, but those are two horses I think that have a chance. By the way, Ralph, you were mentioning that there is a mandatory pick 5 payout today. It's the races 10 through 14.
And that is, of course, at Parks.
Yes.
John, how do you see this race?
Dragoon Guard's the favorite, but he's gotten easy leads in his 3 wins. It's not going to be an easy lead today with Seize the Day in the lineup and even Unmatched Wisdom on the outside. I look for Unmatched Wisdom to kind of bounce back out of that Travers race. He didn't make the lead. He was never in a good spot. I think you just throw the race out. You go off his win in the Curlin at this 1.8 mile distance, and he was just fine with that. And I think he can sit outside Dragoon Guard, get first run on the closers. If I got anything close to 8-1, I think he's a play. So Unmatched Wisdom for me in the Pennsylvania Derby.
Okay, I do want to mention that in the Cotillion, right now there are no late scratches as well as the Pennsylvania Derby. So they're all still set and ready to go in that one. And, of course, John, give us the numbers of the horses you like again.
The 8 horse, Unmatched Wisdom, in the Pennsylvania Derby.
Okay, you like Unmatched Wisdom with Mr. Pratt. Boy, that guy wins all over the place, doesn't he?
I have no problems wagering with Flavian Pratt riding.
All right, now, Jonathan thought that was pretty funny. In any case, Jonathan, before we leave Parks and get to you guys' picks, what I want to do is, if there's any other stakes race on the card at Parks that you are interested in or have a horse that you like, fess up now.
Well, for radio, I was actually going to do the 14th and final at Parks. It's the 6.5 furlongs. It's the Park Sprint. And I like the number 5 horse in here, a Recruiter, a 4-year-old gelding from the Cat Lynch Barn. George Rodriguez aboard to ride. He's listed at 6-1 on the morning line. He's an improving horse. He's getting better with each start. He's run over the Parks course in the past. 6-1 on the morning line. I like number 5, Recruiter, to win today's 14th and final.
All right, we're going to recruit a win out of the 14th and final race at Parks with number 5, Recruiter, the 5 and the 14th. I know, John, that you did not do a sheet at Parks Racing, but if you have anything else to offer there before we move on.
I'm just going to leave it like that. I did a little bit, but not enough to have a real strong opinion.
All right, now we go to Churchill Downs. Both of you guys did a sheet there. We got 4 stakes races. They'll run in a row. The Bourbon Flight, the 7th race on the card, and the 6-5 favorite there is Batten Down, a horse, I guess. That's Bill Mott's horse, isn't it, John?
Yeah, that's Jobman horse, yes.
Yeah, Jonathan, how do you see it?
Yeah, he looks like the horse to beat. I mean, there's no he's going to be the favorite, but deservedly so.
All right, you too, John?
Yeah, he's 6-5 on the morning line. He ought to make the lead in here, and a huge drop in class. And he likes Churchill Downs. He'll run all day. He's definitely the one to beat there.
I got to tell you, 2 horses in this race that have been in several stakes races, they've been racing all year long, and that is Hades and Mugatu. I mean, these guys have been to the post quite a bit this year.
They have, but they haven't beaten the top quality horses.
Yeah, yeah.
They need this kind of race, just to kind of a cut below type of thing. They're going to fit these type of races a lot better.
Yeah, so they get purse money here and there, and then they just keep motoring along. The Dogwood at 7 furlongs for 3-year-old fillies will be the 8th race on the card. You have 9 in this one. Looks like a pretty wide-open event. I mean, my main squeeze, 5-2 at Louis Saez, Jonathan.
Yeah, I mean, listen, there's an interesting horse in this race, Ralph. I like the number 9 horse in here, Helena's Forte, a 3-year-old filly from the Phil Balbon. This trainer does terrific. This horse likes this track. She's drawn well. She's drawn outside, and she's 9-2 on the morning line. As a matter of fact, I think I got a text from Sean that my radio play at Parks in the last race was scratched, so I'm going to make Helena's Forte my next official radio play, and it's here.
Okay, then we will do that. We'll give your pick at Churchill Downs. Now, the 8th race, Helena's Fort. Helena's Fort is your pick in the 8th race. Let's see. I'm trying to take a look. 14th race. Yeah, Recruiter has been scratched along with My Buddy B. They just posted it. Recruiter is a scratch there, so no harm, no foul on that one. The Dogwood, you like the 9 horse Helena's Fort. And, John, how do you see this race?
Yeah, number 2. Fibber, she's getting better and better. I really like the last win over at Ellis Park, and she likes Churchill Downs. The 7 furlongs, not a problem. I think she falls into a really good trip here. You know, my main squeeze when the 8 bells on Derby Day at this track in the mud, she's the one to beat, but I think Fibber might be good enough now to take her on.
Okay, Fibber, the 2 horse in this race.
Yes.
Okay, now we move to the 9th race, the Harrods Creek at 7 furlongs for 3-year-olds. 7 go to the post in this one. No late scratches posted yet for Churchill Downs with a post time of 9:45 this morning. Harrods Creek, you got the favorite there at 2-1, and that is Illuminaire with Louis Saez. John?
Go ahead.
No, go ahead, John.
Well, Illuminaire is 2-2, but I like a horse in here, number 3, Henro. I don't know how to pronounce his name. It's the 3 horse. John Lindo liked Chris Hartman in the 8th. Well, I like Chris Hartman in the 9th with the 3 horse.
All right. We'll just call the 3, no matter how you pronounce it, a winner. How about that? John?
Yeah, Jefferson Street comes out of the Allen Jerkins. That was a salty field, and he didn't run a bad race that day. This is a huge class drop when you compare what he faced last time, what he faces today. Yeah, he's on the rail, but I think he falls into a good spot in here. He's 5-2 in the program. I just think the class drop is going to get him over the top.
All right, and then the 4th of the 4 stakes races in a row at Churchill Downs is the 10th race, the Seneca. Full field at 1 mile and 16 for 3-year-old fillies. This seems to be a real scrum in this race. How do you see it, Jonathan?
Wide open event, number 4, Little Jamie at 8-1 is the horse I would take a shot with. I like the rider switch to Tyler Gaffleone, and I think this horse has a shot at a price.
And, John, I'll bet you're looking at a price horse.
Yeah, this race has havoc written all over it, and I don't like drawing taking an outside post in these mile and 16th races, but I think number 11, Alpine Princess, is worth a shot at 6-1. She's unbeaten at Churchill Downs. She's fresh, and she doesn't need the lead. There's going to be some pace in here. I think she'll fall into a spot. If you make that first turn in decent shape, the price is worth the effort here. So Alpine Princess for me, number 11.
All right, so we have the 4 for Jonathan, the 11 for John. That's in the 10th at Churchill. They have full sheets, by the way, for handicapping today at Churchill. Now, Jonathan, we'll get your whatever other picks you have for the show. We'll let you go.
Belmont, 4th race, mile on the main track. I love the number 6 horse in here, Strapped, the 5-year-old from the Linda Rice Barn. This horse is in the best racing shape of his career. Kendrick Carmouche is riding like lights out. 4-1 on the morning line, number 6, Strapped, wins today's 4th at Belmont at Aqueduct.
All right, Belmont at Aqueduct, 4th race. There's 11 races today at Belmont at Aqueduct. 4th race, you like the 6, Strapped, the 6 in the 4th race at Belmont at Aqueduct. And I can see that you have no selections today for Los El.
Right. No, not for the radio.
Okay. Now, you have a Los Alamitos sheet. You have a Belmont
yes.
and Aqueduct sheet. You have
yes.
a Churchill sheet.
Correct.
And what else?
That's it.
Okay. All right. Okay. Did you not do a Parks?
Parks also. Yeah. Sorry, Parks. Okay.
I set it up for you. Go get a cup of coffee, will you? You got Parks. You've got Belmont at Aqueduct, Los Alamitos, and Churchill today. Now you can rest.
My head is spinning. We did 15 races in about 3 minutes, Ralph. Great job, like usual. John, talk to you soon. Thank you, guys. Stay safe and be well.
And don't forget, you can get the full sheets at Jonathan's website. Right, Jonathan?
JohnHardoon.com. Thank you.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, Bob Mazursky and Rich Ang are next. Don't go away.
Thank you, buddy. There are many families that need your help. I'm Mark Wahlberg, and I'm asking you to support the Tunnel to Towers Foundation in their efforts to deliver mortgage-free homes to catastrophically injured service members, Gold Star, and fallen first responders families with young children, as well as eradicating homelessness amongst our veterans.
Everybody knows where the money's going. Every single dollar. God bless you.
Please contribute $11 a month to support their efforts by visiting t2t.org.
Hello, I'm Dennis Quaid. For years, Tunnel to Towers has demonstrated a commitment to first responders and military families. They've paid off mortgages and built specially adapted smart homes. Now the foundation is expanding its mission to eradicate veteran homelessness. Please give our veterans a chance to reclaim their dignity by donating at t2t.org.
South Point is also proud to provide a variety of relaxing amenities for the guests who want to be pampered. Soak up the sun and let your stress melt away in our lagoon-style paradise swimming pool. A relaxing getaway where you can bask in the desert sun and enjoy seasonal food and bar service poolside. And if you really want to escape, come to Spa Costa del Sur. From couple suites to a co-ed wet area, our spa caters to business and leisure travelers who want to unwind and elevate their senses. A visit to one of our spa's steam, sauna, or whirlpool treatment rooms will leave any guest feeling like they can take on the world.
Back on Race Day Las Vegas. Time to go to Southern California, where Bob Mazursky is standing by. Bob, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How are you?
Kind of a crazy day yesterday at Los Al, huh?
You got that right. We had a pick six carryover, a lot of upsets. The pick four, the late pick four, paid almost $7,900. So, yeah, a lot of strange results yesterday, and it's going to make for a good Saturday.
You know, that $43 horse that won that race yesterday at Los Alamitos was a contender throughout the entire race. I expected, him to drop back after the head of the stretch, but that horse just kept coming and coming and coming and going.
Yeah, he's certainly fired. You know, he'd run okay here during the Los Angeles County Fair Meet earlier this year, but none of the favorites showed up in that race. Quintessence, who was the big dropper, made the lead and then just fell apart, and then the other two favorites didn't fire as well, so it led to a pretty nice trifecta in that race.
Sure did, that's for sure. And the longest-priced winner won that, and the second-longest-priced ran second. You're right, all the favorites just right out of there. Ninth and final race looked like a pretty much of a rodeo coming out of the starting gate. The horse that finished second was disqualified. Rapita wiped out practically half the field, didn't it?
Yeah, she certainly did. That was a pretty obvious call there that she should come down as soon as the race happened. I said, well, if she wins, she's coming down. And, you know, she ended up running second behind a first-time starter that won nicely for Ian Kroljak, a horse that, you know, was related to a lot of horses that had won stakes in Arizona. So she was in a good spot, dominated the race from the outside and won clear.
Bob, we have a stakes race today, the Dark Mirage, at a mile. Fillies and mares, three-year-olds and up. It's the eighth race on the card of the nine races. Six go to the post in this one. Now, I know that favoritism is going to be between Show Card and Coffee in Bed, but does it seem that simple?
It looks like it should be one or the other. You know, the Show Card really put her gap together. She came off a layoff last time and won the Tranquility Lake by 10 lengths at Del Mar earlier this month. Coffee in Bed has had a steady diet of graded stakes races. She won a graded stakes at Santa Anita earlier this year. So I think it's one or the other the way on paper. I mean, I guess if I had to pick a third horse, it would be Ascendancy, who I might think might be better with a waiting ride, which I think she's going to get today. I think she maybe could pick up the pieces if those two do each other in. But I think on paper, it looks like it's a two-horse race.
All right, Bob. Well, we got tomorrow is closing day, which means everything goes out the door tomorrow. But we do have a carryover in the pick six today. Should it evade the players today? We got a two-day pick six mandatory payoff on closing day tomorrow.
That is absolutely correct. You know, mandatory payouts tomorrow and everything. We also have a super high five carryover in the last race yesterday after that DQ yesterday triggered that. So I think that's about $4,800 into the last race today. So that's also worth mentioning. And then, of course, we have our handicapping contest today. And, you know, there's spots up for the NHC next year in Las Vegas. So we'll see how that goes today. They've been proven very popular, the handicapping contest at Los Alamitos.
Yeah, they sure have. Okay, we got a pick from you.
I'm going to go to the third race. I'm going to take a horse with really ugly running lines, Le Mans, number four. He got caught up in a very fast pace going a mile last time. You know, for that level of horses, that was just way too fast. He's cutting back, taking off the blinkers. I think he's going to be up close to the pace. There's not a lot of speed here, so I'm going to give him one more chance. Number four, Le Mans in race three.
All right. You got it. Thanks a lot, Bob. We will talk to you on closing day tomorrow.
All right. Thank you. Good luck to both you guys.
Thanks a lot, my man. And now we go to Rich Ang standing by. Richie, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ralphie. Good morning, John. Good morning, viewers. Good morning, listeners.
Hey, Richie. Hi,
Rich, John is waiting for your football pick as well as your pick for the races. I know that you had the horse that got disqualified from second last night in the last race. Thank goodness it didn't win. It would have been a heartbreaker to have your horse DQ'd, but it was a rightful call.
Yeah, the kid on the horse I gave out yesterday, whether it's his fault or not, broke to the right and wiped out half the field. It was kind of like the start of Bayern in the Breeders' Cup Classic many years ago. Bayern didn't get taken down, but my horse did, but deservedly so. And as far as the college football yesterday, I apologize for Nebraska. They did not cover the 7.5. In fact, they didn't even win the game. They ended up losing to Illinois. But the kid who plays quarterback for Nebraska, I was right about him. He's going to be a star player for a long time. He's a freshman, so he's got two more years of college ball before he can declare for the NFL draft. But he showed why he's going to be a top first-round pick.
All right, let's get a pick for today, and then we'll get a selection in the races.
Okay, in college, Ralph, let's go to game number three. I'm sorry for moving it. Yeah. 389-390. It is UCLA against LSU. LSU is favored by 21, Ralph, and I'm going to lay the lumber today. Ooh. This looks like a big mismatch. UCLA is really going to have a tough season. If you remember, in the offseason, Chip Kelly resigned to take the offensive coordinator job at Ohio State. He left the cupboard bare for the new coach who's taken over. UCLA, I think, showed what kind of team they have. They played at home against Indiana last time out. They got blown away 41-13 in a game that really wasn't that close. So I think if LSU is going to try to score some points for the poll and try to, you know, make the playoffs, they need to beat up on a team like UCLA pretty bad. So we're going to lay the lumber, -21 LSU against UCLA. It's game number 390.
All right, you got it. A quick pick, and we'll let you go.
Let's go to the eighth race, which is the Dark Mirage. And I heard you talking about with Bob about being a two-horse race. Well, I'm going to take one of those horses. It's the number two, Coffee in Bed. This horse has been running in tougher stakes races and been running up against Adair Manor, who's the stablemate of the other horse for Baffert, Show Card. But I just think the two, Coffee in Bed, is a sharper animal, a more classier animal. Let's take the two, Coffee in Bed, race eight.
All right, you got it. Eighth race at Los Alamitos, the Dark Mirage. You like the two, Coffee in Bed. Don't forget, folks, Richie's got his selections for all the races today at Los Alamitos right here at the RaceDayLasVegas.com websites. Thanks a lot, Rich.
Hey, thanks, Ron. Good luck, everybody.
All right, before we go to our final break, John, I'm going to get some picks from you since you're right here in studio for today's races.
All right, we're going to go to Churchill Downs first.
Okay.
Churchill Downs, race number five. The first-time starter, number four, Winning Fortune, worked heads up with a horse named Elephant's Ear, who runs in the seventh race today at Churchill. That's the Bourbon Flight Stakes. So heads up with a stakes horse from the Kenny McPeak barn. You see C.J. Hernandez riding. That's because the regular rider for that barn, Brian Hernandez, is riding Torpedo Anna at Parks. Mm-hmm. So you get a lesser-known rider here for a barn that can win going long first time out. 20-1 on the morning line.
Hello. But
the horse that has some ability. Winning Fortune, number four, race number five.
But a bing. From your lips to the gambling god's ears. Fifth race, number four, Winning Fortune. How about that? Appropriately named at 20-1, the four in the fifth race at Churchill. What about Los Alamitos? And I guess Edwin Maldonado had three wins yesterday, but he's going to have sitting on the bench today?
He's got one of those he's a whip suspension days today. So just as he makes the leading rider, you know, he goes to the top of that heap, now he has to sit out today. He'll be back on Sunday.
Okay. What about a pick at Los El?
Seventh race today, Los Alamitos. Number two, Abaddon, is a horse that comes off a series of route races. He's a dirt sprinter. He drops back to the same level over the same course where he won his last race. I think the conditions are what he wants. He's got a really sneaky good jockey-trainer combo for Los Alamitos, Jesus Uranga and Ricardo Ramirez, the jockey. These guys win races down there quite a bit. 9-2 on the program. I think the horse getting back what he wants to do. Number two, Abaddon, race seven, Los Al.
All right, number two, Abaddon in the seventh race, your selection. Don't forget, John Lindo's Lindo Report for all of Churchill Downs today and all of Los Alamitos. Two Lindo Reports are available right now, only in one place here in the gaming capital of the world, and that is here at the South Point Racebook, free of charge, complimentary, because they love horse players here, and John Lindo's report as well. All right, we're going to take a quick, very short break, and when we come back, we'll wrap it up. And don't forget, coming up next, Sports by the Book. You'll need all the help that you can get from Alex and Jeff for the big college football day today. Don't go away.
South Point offers all the types of entertainment you'd expect at a first-class Las Vegas resort. Did you know our 400-seat showroom is one of Las Vegas' top destinations for live entertainment? Enjoy live performances by classic Vegas entertainers, bands, and today's hottest comedians, plus a rock and dance floor. You can also enjoy live entertainment at the Grand View Lounge, where you'll feel all the vibes of old Las Vegas. Enjoy the music, and if you love to laugh, don't miss The Dirty at 12:30, our very own free comedy show, every Friday night at 12:30 a.m. in the Grand View Lounge. The Dirty is 100% free, so arrive early. Go to southpointcasino.com or call the box office at 77136 for today's performances at the showroom and the Grand View Lounge. When you're ready for your favorite cocktail, stop in and unwind at one of our seven specialty lounges. There's a bar around every corner, because you're in Vegas, baby.
The Southern California Thoroughbred Racing Circuit continues at Los Alamitos Racecourse through Sunday, September 22nd. The closing weekend action will feature the Doc Mirage Stakes for fillies and mares. Plus, we'll add $10,000 to the Pick 6 pool on Saturday afternoon if there's not a carryover. Our on-track handicapping contest is set for this Saturday. You could win a seat to the National Handicapping Championship in Las Vegas. Our daytime thoroughbred meet continues with great racing through Sunday, September 22nd.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
All righty, back on Race Day Las Vegas on a very busy Saturday morning here. The book is starting to get crowded in the race side, and the sports book is getting crowded on the sports side for football. And this is the only place in Las Vegas that has a separate race and sports book. So the fans of those particular sports can really yell and scream and have a good time and not bother anybody else. It's just a great setup here. The only separate race and sports book in Las Vegas as well. All right, let's go out to Jerry Jackowitz standing by. Jerry, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Jerry.
Well, Jerry,
I
know that you don't do parks racing at all, so I won't even ask you about either the Cotillion or the Pennsylvania Derby. But,
okay.
I know that you're doing sheets for Belmont at Aqueduct and Los Alamitos, so we'll get right into it at Belmont at Aqueduct today.
Yeah, let's go to the ninth race. I'm wondering if a Hardoon picked this horse as well. I like Quack, the one horse in the ninth race. This is a filly, a three-year-old filly, lightly raced, two races on the turf going long, being shortened to six furlongs by Chad Brown. We recently saw one just like this, and I think this one has a lot of ability and is really just a sprinter, so she's getting what she wants for the first time. So I like the one over the 2679, reverse 2679 back over the one, but I'm liking the one Quaff. at 5-1.
Okay.
In race number 9.
Ninth race, the 1 over 2, 6, 7, and 9, and reverse. And Jonathan did not pick that horse on the show, so we got to pick the 1 horse.
The last time he had the Chad Brown.
Fully understand. Let's get to Los Alamitos.
All right. Let's go to the 5th race. Got number 7, Gypsy, that looks like speed from the outside to me. This mare seems to be getting into really, really good form, coming off a claim, a little high class hike, a lot of things I like. We're only going 5.5, so she doesn't have to hang on for too long. I'll take the 7 of the 3, 4, 6, and 8.
Okay, in the 5th race of Los Alamitos, the anchor race in the early pick 5 and early pick 4. The 5th race, the 7, is the key, Gypsy Lynn. Link-ups include numbers 3, 4, 6, and 8, and reverse. And don't forget, you can get Jerry J's Power Pages full sheets for both Los Al and Belmont at Aqueduct right now at jerryjspowerpage.com. Jerry, I know that you're interested in sports as well as I am. I can't wait to hear what these two next to me on set are going to talk about the Tennessee game. Today is going to be a goodie. Jeff and Alex, you guys are getting ready to start on Sports by the Book, and I guess you guys have... going to be talking about that game.
Absolutely. You're right. I think that is the game of the day. I'm really looking forward to that Tennessee-Oklahoma game.
There's a lot to be learned to both of those teams today. No, I hate to go with that sort of remark, but it's true. Both of those teams are off to undefeated starts, but, I mean, you have a true freshman going into that environment. Tennessee's quarterback, Nicolai Amavi. Boy, what a game that's going to be today.
All right, and you guys have, of course, not only that game, which is the premier game of the day, but you've got all other the full.
Only about 30 some odd more.
And
we
I
go
know
through.
You guys are going to pick some games that are probably underdogs and stuff like that, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, so that's the tease right there, folks. Get here, stay here, don't go away. Alex and Jeff are next with Sports by the Book. You got it. You need it for handicapping for football this year, including the football, of course, in college that starts early, and tomorrow as well in the NFL. So, Jerry, I know you'll be set and ready to listen as well. And, it's been a busy race day show and more to come with the Sports by the Book right here at the South Point Studios at YouTube. We want to thank all of our handicappers and our people watching and listening. You got one more thing to say, buddy. Say it.
Have a great race day, everybody.